Be enough. Day one. I sat across the table from my dear friend, tears streaming down my face. I don't know what's wrong with me, I said, trying to regain my composure. The kids are healthy. I have an incredible husband. We have a beautiful home. Our business is thriving. I should be grateful. I should be joyful. But I feel miserable, empty, alone. I feel like nobody cares about me. What about my needs? Day after day, I do the dishes, change the diapers, tidy the house, return the emails, take care of everyone. I'm tired. I need more than a nap, more than a pedicure once a month. I tried so hard for so long to be the person I thought I was supposed to be. I tried to be selfless and set aside my own needs and wants. I tried to be happy when I felt sad, and patient when I felt angry. I tried to serve others, do more, be more. Wasn't that what love was? Serving others and being selfless? Wasn't that what a good wife and mom did? Keep everything working smoothly, make everyone happy. Didn't all these things prove I was good at what I was responsible for? Didn't all these things prove I was worth loving? I hoped I could find order, and in that order, find safety. And in that safety, find love. But I never found love there. With each smile, I was losing myself. With each yes, I was disappearing a little. With each half-truth, I was putting up a wall between me and those I loved. Eventually, I ended up empty and desperate. I felt disconnected from my kids, my friends, my husband, the very people I so desperately wanted to connect with. Instead of order, everything seemed chaotic. Instead of safety, everything felt unstable. Instead of love, I felt loneliness. Instead of freedom, I felt weighed down. I was building a house of cards, and one small breeze would blow the whole thing over. I was losing my spark, lost in a fog of pleasing other people. My intentions were good, but here I was, in a coffee shop, with tears streaming down my face. For so long, my go-to responses had been, "I'm great. No problem. It doesn't matter to me. I'd love to help. Don't worry about it." I'd figure out what others wanted to hear, and that's what I would tell them. It felt easier, neater, and less complicated than the alternative. Except, I wasn't great. And there was a problem. It did matter to me. I actually didn't want to help. I was already overwhelmed. Maybe there was a reason to worry. I started to see I wasn't being me. I wasn't showing up as my true self and being honest. I was putting on a mask and trying to become the person I thought I should be, the person I thought other people wanted me to be. I was building walls around myself and trying to control everyone and everything. I wasn't being honest, and I was disappearing from my own life. I wanted to change, but how? My friend was walking a similar journey, and her encouraging words spoke to my soul. I needed to be me. Me, in all my messy, imperfect amazingness. I needed space to think my thoughts, listen to my heart, make sense of my feelings, and pay attention to my thoughts. It had been so long since I had done any of these things that I hardly knew how to do them anymore. I couldn't feel my feelings because I was so busy feeling everyone else's feelings. I needed space. I couldn't think with all the noise. I needed quiet. I couldn't breathe with all the busyness. I needed